Blog Talk Radio.
My good old co-host, good buddy, old DB. Old DB, you're out there, buddy.
Hey, yo, what's happening, brother, man? What's going on tonight?
Yeah, no mess, dude. Just kicking it live on a Thursday night. Whacking it and smacking them.
Right on. What'd you do for the fourth, man?
Let me turn this down a little. Here we go.
What'd you do for the fourth?
I hung around the house mostly, did some grilling, picked up a new gas grill, and did a lot of grilling on Friday. We did a lot of yard work and Friday and Saturday, and hung around the house mostly. We ran around a little bit.
Oh, sounds exciting.
Nothing really big.
Did you see the fireworks from your house?
Oh, dude, it's like a war zone at our house. That was ridiculous, man. I mean, there was gunshots everywhere, mortars constantly. I put a video up on Facebook that Morticia recorded, and it was just absolutely insane. The dogs were just going ape shit the whole time. I just gave up trying to keep them calm, so I just started screaming, "It's a war zone! It's a war zone!" And then we could hear gunshots going off, and I'm going, "Oh, oh, they got me! Oh, like, oh, oh!" I'm screaming,
Are they really shooting at each other or what?
Oh, they're shooting guns in the air, dude. It's a tradition. Friggin' Detroit, dude. It's like you said, it's like Bastille Day.
It's like those videos you see, like the Palestinians and shit shooting their AKs in the air after they kill someone or whatever, man.
Celebrating out in the streets. It's almost like that. Hey, Dennis, real quick, we have a caller on the line. You want me just to add him on?
Sure.
Well, go ahead, I was going to ask you, how was your fourth, and what would you do?
Well, I'm in the fourth, actually. I used to go up to my parents, and they live up in northern Michigan, and small town south of Mile, and they actually have quite a cool fireworks display, man. It's got to be a solid 45 minutes worth of fireworks or so.
Right.
So, yeah, I went up there, camped up in the woods and shit, and had a really killer weekend. It was really nice.
Well, that's cool.
Yeah.
We've got a caller on the line. Hey, call, you're on the line. Where do you hail? What's your name? Hello, caller.
Right off the bat.
We get these callers
that never want to talk, man. I don't know what it is. They call up and they don't want to say anything.
It's a 9-1-10 area code, so wherever the hell that is. 9-1-10 area code, caller, you're on the air. You want to talk? Hello?
What is it, 910?
Yep. Yep. All right. Well, I guess I don't want to
Texas
talk.
Texas again. I don't know. I don't know what that is with Texas, man. We keep getting people calling in from Texas, it looks like. Oh, wait a minute, wait a minute. Area code serving southeastern North Carolina is what 910 is.
Oh. Hmm.
Southeastern North Carolina. So I guess those North Carolinians don't want to talk with us or something, man. Who knows?
All right. Caller, you're on the air in North Carolina. You there? Tar Heel, are you there?
Click. Beak. All right. Hey, man.
All right.
Well, they're gone, sounds like.
No, they didn't
yeah,
hang
so
up,
it was a cool fourth. I don't know, nothing too crazy. We'd hung out with the parents, helped them out.
Oh,
my God. And had a really good time for the fourth. So that was nice. Drank some beers.
Right.
And
right.
We went out to eat to this place that's called Sky Ranch. And it's west of Mayo, and it's a big old log cabin, massive restaurant, you know, big old lodgepole pines and shit, you know. And it was a cool little location, had some good grub there, and they got about 20 beers on tap and shit, which is rare for up there. And
oh, yeah, right.
Yeah, drank some Founders up there, which is what I'm drinking right now, some of that Dirty Bastard, man. I can't get enough of that shit
right
now, that Scottish Ale.
I could see that. I almost picked up a six of that. I seen that at the store the other day, and I should have got it. I'm drinking Pabst.
Pabst. That's the
in
beer, dude, for all the fucking, all the cool hipsters nowadays, bro.
Right,
Pabst.
The hipsters.
Yeah,
it's
the
big
hipsters
in the bars, like all
the fucking Pabst.
And even in the music, the bars and stuff, and we play in a lot of the shows, bands and stuff, they have the big, like, 24-ounce cans in there of Pabst, and everybody's drinking those. And,
man,
yeah,
it's
like
just
the big. It's just the big
fucking
thing, I guess.
Fucking water, man. I could drink about 90 of those and not get a buzz.
Right. Yeah, they're not that light. It's like regular beer. It's not a light beer.
Yeah,
not
well,
that light.
When you're doing,
it,
I mean, like,
it, it,
fucking,
it.
This Dirty Bastard's almost 9%, it's 8.5% alcohol, man.
Well, yeah.
Like,
it's
more than
it's like half that. No, it's not like that. Yeah, it's like half that.
Yeah.
I mean, that shit, the Dirty Bastard probably got, like, whiskey poured in it or something.
Scottish Ale, man. It's probably got some fucking, it's got some Glenlivet in it or something, man. Who knows?
Yeah. Glenfiddich or whatever the fuck it is.
Yeah. Fucking Hennessy or something.
Right.
Yeah, but
right.
It's pretty tasty. So I don't know, man. Dude, there's been so much shit going on this fucking week. It's unbelievable. And I don't know. I sent something on Facebook. I know you were looking at some videos. It was sent out by that stgnews.com, and it was about the, we talk quite a bit about the church and the pedophilia going on in the church and shit.
Right.
And with all this pedophilia going on, you know, the government of the UK is investigating pedophilia within their National Health Organization, the NHS, NHA, whatever it is, their health organization out there. Man, it's so embroiled and nasty. It's incredible.
I watched all those videos you sent me, and there was wild. I watched all four of them on there, and that one documentary that was never released about the whole from Sweden, where they had that the guy from Sweden that was running that whole basically sex ring with the children, and you know, he was a pedophiliac, and he had that pedophilia ring basically going with boys that reached all over. I mean, it went into like everything.
Yeah.
You know, Larry, whatever his name was, the black dude that was the big politician out in Nebraska, that whole thing. I mean, that reached even into Washington. And there was a lot of rumors, even back, became a Christian in the late 80s. There was a guy named Bob Larson that was on TV, and he used to always talk about pedophilia rings and satanic ritual abuse and all the stuff that was going on, even in the highest realms of the government, that they had, you know, young boy prostitutes and all this stuff was going on, and they'd have all these drug parties and this and that. But I don't ever heard it from him, so I was kind of like, well, he was kind of a wacko, you know. And then I totally discounted him after I got out of Christianity, but now when you hear it from that more of a reputable investigator like the guy was, where they were going to like the state attorney general. They were trying to, you know, they were, the FBI was fighting against them and everything. That was pretty wild. You know, that whole documentary was really crazy with them guys, you know, them young kids all being, their family was being killed and threatened and everything. And they, you know, they're killing off friggin', witnesses and stuff. I mean, that all happened in like the late 80s, early 90s and stuff.
Yeah.
That was wild, man. I mean, they were all types of big, big top, a lot of Republican, you know, politicians that were involved in that. And, you know, it was just nuts.
Well, let me give some background on this thing, man. I kind of fill in some holes here. It's called Conspiracy of Silence, and the video you're talking about. And it talks about Larry King is actually the black dude. Lawrence
King. Larry
King. He was a rising star in the GOP in the 80s during the Reagan era. And he had his hands in that, the Boys Club of America, which was just south of Omaha, Nebraska.
Boys Town,
yeah, which is famous
big,
as made.
Big,
Mickey Rooney was in a movie about it and the whole bit.
Right,
it's still around.
Right.
But what had, well, this is the interesting part, is he's in jail still, I think. What he ended up doing is he pushed for the formation of this credit union called Franklin Credit Union in Nebraska. And when it was finally formed, he ended up bilking millions of dollars out of it, right? Almost
like 40 million or
startup. And he started bribing politicians all over the place. And he had his hands in this Boys Town group. And what this video shows through, and it shows direct interrogation of some of the victims, many of the victims. It shows that they were sent to D.C., high-ranking officials within the GOP, and who knows, the Democratic Party, but were sent to D.C. And he basically was a tunnel or a funnel for sending these boys, underage boys, this prostitution ring into D.C., and it was investigated by the FBI and all kinds of things. But mainly what he ended up going to jail for was stealing money from the credit union, millions of dollars. So, you know, this is the interesting part, man. This is the thing that let's kind of backpedal here a little bit. And, you know, we talk about pedophilia in the church, you know, and how it's it's completely rampant. It still is. They're still finding cases going on all over the place. Probably been going on for thousands of years, and who know, you know, forever, and may go on forever because of the secretive nature of the church. And you know, it's starting to show that every one of the world's large institutions has their hands in pedophilia, and that's not an exaggeration.
Right.
I think at this point, it's not we've talked about the church numerous times and probably still will again because of the ongoing nature of the pedophilia ring that they've got going on. Now this is the problem with it is, again, you know, we talk about Jones, Alex Jones, and what a nutcase he is and how he talks about rational issues, but he speaks about them so crazily that he delegitimizes the issue. He makes it so no one can believe it. You know, and this is one of the things he's been talking about for a long time, is the pedophilia rings going on in the government and whatever else.
Right.
So absolutely insane, dude. But again, he's talking about something completely legitimate that no one will believe now because he's such a fucking whack job. Now, you jump across the ocean to this dude, David Icke, right? And let's give a little background on David Icke. David Icke's been on Alex Jones several times. He travels around the world. He gives all these fucking speeches. He sells out almost everywhere, these massive places nowadays. But how he started, he was a professional soccer player.
Right.
And he was adored in the UK, man. I mean, he was, everyone in England knew who he was. And he started losing it. Started going a little bit flighty and crazy. And on live TV, on national TV in England, he proclaimed that he was the son of the Godhead. He called himself Jesus, basically. And every time since then he's been on TV, you know, everyone laughs at him, thinks he's crazy. He's insane. He's also responsible or kind of talks quite significantly about these lizard people. He believes that there's like lizard people
reptilian,
that have taken over.
Right.
Yeah, reptilians that have taken over and actually run most of the world government and are in control of a lot of the world. So you know, absolutely crazy sounding stuff, right?
Right.
But one of the things that he has talked about for, I believe it's been almost 20 years now, is the pedophilia that's been going on in the organized pedophilia ring that's been going on in the UK government. And, of course,
right.
no one would believe him because he's talking about these reptile people and how he was Jesus, which he has since backed out of, you know, and
right,
you know,
right.
it, you know, but he still does claim that there's reptiles running the world. Now, within
right.
all this, you know, the crazy man David Icke has been talking about 20 years now, maybe almost 20 years, about how there's a pedophilia ring going on in the government within the UK, and no one, of
right.
course, would believe him. And if you
right.
go on his webpage at David Icke, I believe it's I-C-K-E, davidicke.com.
Yep. Yep.
He's got numerous – now he's following this shit like crazy. There's investigations being brought forward by the UK government about the exact thing that David Icke's been talking about for over a decade now. And
right.
they are finding that there's absolute truth in the fact that there's been a pedophilia ring going on within the government of UK that's been facilitating and pipelining these little boys and children for high-ranking officials in the government and elsewhere.
Well, that's what that one video sent me. That was from the Netherlands, though, but they would pick them up at the train stations and everything, and the guy was like the minister of whatever. He was like one of the top government officials in the Netherlands. That guy was basically charged with, you know, pedophilia, and he got out of it. I mean, basically, you know, they scared off all of, you know, the people charging him and the people that are witnesses against him, and everything. And he never got convicted of anything, and he's still working there and getting ready to retire. And they said as soon as he retires, he's just going to move from there, and they're never going to be able to get him. But they
yeah.
said the one lady that was the prosecutor or whatever trying to prosecute him, she said it's a slam dunk case. She said if she could ever get it to go to trial, she's like, I got everything I need to put him away forever. I mean, it's just like, you know, this guy has been getting all these little boys and basically running this ring. I mean, he was like part of it, you know,
yep.
a big government official. And he was using the police. He was using private security and stuff to go pick up boys that were by themselves at train stations and stuff and just bring them back to him to rape. He would rape them. I mean, it was just
yep.
it's nuts, man. He's got, like, people just willing to testify against him, and they just, for whatever reason, they can't get him because he's basically, like, you know, he's basically, like, running, the Department of Defense over there, what would be, like, to hear, you know, or whatever.
Yeah.
You know, it's just insane. I mean,
well,
just,
one of the main guys that I've been talking about is this fucking Jimmy Savile. He was a renowned DJ in the UK for years and years. And David Icke hammered on this guy, saying that he was the head or highly involved in this pedophilia ring, and you know no one would believe him. Now Jimmy Savile, this DJ in the UK that's known across the entire country and over most of Europe, he's been knighted. He was, because he died, of course, in 2011. So now, oh, wait a minute, now we better look into it now that he's dead. But
right.
he was knighted, of course, and the only one that can knight is the queen, right?
Right.
But he was knighted
right.
along with many of these other people that are being accused of being highly entrenched in this pedophilia ring. But David Icke hammered on this guy for years and said he's been running this pedophilia ring for years, and he had proof of it. No one would believe him because he's the reptile guy, you know. No one would believe Icke because he's the reptile
that
guy.
That whole reptilian thing, though, that's the reptilian brain. Is he's not saying that they're actual, like,
yes,
alligators.
Yes, he is.
I took it more as like everybody's got a section of their brain where you got the reptilian brain and it's
no,
and
I know
their
that,
brain
but he's saying
totally...
there's reptiles. They're physical reptiles that can change. They can morph. They can shape shift into humans.
Yeah,
I've watched many things about it. He claims that they're actual reptiles that can shape shift into human forms. So, you know, yeah, I mean, it, you know, that's why people don't haven't believed it. But back to this Jimmy Savile dude. So he's claimed for years that this Jimmy Savile guy was highly entrenched in the pedophilia ring. And now, through these fucking investigations backed by the government and conducted by the government, it's proving that they're absolutely fucking true. And what they found out in one of the investigations, this is nasty, dude, is that he was allowed into the mortuary, the federal mortuary.
Oh,
he had absolute access into mental health facilities, into the mortuaries. He was also... It was proven through, it's found in these investigations conducted by the UK government now, that he was also conducting necrophilia with these fucking...
Isn't that a daisy?
He would prop up these fucking dead people, and he told several people that have now come out in this investigation that he took out, like, their glass eyes and shit and made jewelry out of these dead people's glass eyes, dude. That's how...
Not all I have to say about that.
And now they're saying there may be hundreds of abuse cases attributed solely to this fucking Jimmy Savile dude, directly to this old nasty fucker. You see pictures of him, dude, and he wasn't good looking from the time he was born. I mean, he's a very nasty son of a bitch. And now this is the thing, is he's saying that much of this, he being David Icke, is saying much of this pedophilia ring is not only conducted with the knowing complicity of the royal family, but for them, that many of those kids were sent directly to the royal family to be abused and done with whatever the fuck they wanted.
Right.
So
well,
you look at pictures, you can find he had also not only total access to mental health facilities and mortuaries across the country, this Jimmy Savile, he had total access to the royal family. There are numerous pictures of him with the royal family, especially Prince Charles.
Mm-hmm.
And I mean, numerous pictures. You just Google a shit, Jimmy Savile and the royal family, and you'll see a bunch of them fucking come up. So David Icke was absolutely fucking right about this. The lizard guy was fucking absolutely right. So now it's making me think, it's making me have second thoughts about the whole lizard thing, man. It's the fucking reptile people. I'm like, man, this dude was fucking right on with his pedophilia ring that he claimed this Jimmy Savile had. Now, they call in the investigations, they're calling these people MPs in England. I don't know what the fuck that is, but they're high-ranking political officials within the English government. And but Jimmy Savile hung out with a bunch of them. Now they're finding many of these guys, these MPs, and they're implicating like 40 of them, whatever a fucking MP is. I guess I should have looked it up. It being involved in this fucking pedophilia ring that he also was the conduit for, man. So this rolls all the way up not only to the elected officials of the United Kingdom, but also the royal family. And within this fucking investigation, they're also finding out that the pedophilia ring, the organized pedophilia ring, was operated at the BBC. The fucking BBC had involvement with the pedophilia ring. So, dude, let's take a step back and think about this, dude. The fucking high-ranking members of the fucking UK government, the royal family, the BBC. Who else can you fucking implicate at this point? You know what I'm saying? Everybody was fucking involved in this pedophilia.
What is it, man?
Can you fucking believe that, dude?
Right. Yeah, I don't know. I mean, like you said, well, the other documentary basically kind of insinuates Washington and the Department of Defense. They got the whole thing with them with 5,000 porn purchases from Department of Defense employees and Pentagon employees, and they're not investigating them either.
Those were 5,200 people found with child porn on their computers.
Right.
5,200 in the Pentagon alone.
Department of Defense and Pentagon. Yeah, I mean,
yeah,
that's fucking.
Right.
I mean, that's ridiculous, man. I mean,
yeah,
that is fucking ridiculous. So you tell me, ain't none of them? None of them are not into any pedophilia?
None of them were prosecuted. None of them were investigated. I don't think any of them were even fucking fired, dude. 5,200 people. If you and I were found with that shit on a computer, we'd be in jail.
All right.
These guys are found with it. No, so this is the thing, and this is the thing, these crackpots, Alex Jones and David Icke, you know, they've talked about this for years and claim that this is true, that there's a worldwide pedophilia ring running within the highest echelons of our government and the U.K. government, and now these investigations are finding that it's fucking true in the U.K. So I think also them finding 5,200 people with child porn on their computers kind of reiterates the fact in America. You know what I'm saying? I mean, and then you go back and you talk about fucking, I mean, there's been instances of it. Even the paper, the Washington Post, reported on Reagan and Bush senior eras of all these fucking prostitutes, these male prostitutes being within the White House.
Right. Yep.
You know?
They've got them on tape. They've got them on tape, dude, admitting, saying they saw secret rooms and they went in there and there'd be drugs in there and everything. They were having drug parties and they're like, well, not during the day, but it'd be like at midnight later on. They would have drug parties and stuff. I mean, it's just nuts, man.
In the White House,
dude.
In the White House. So, you know, when people are, oh, that's innuendo and there's no proof of it, all you got to fucking do is look at Bush Jr., the greatest failure as a president that this country's ever known, and see the dude that they place in the fucking in the reporter pool in press conferences. He attended four press conferences. Jeff Gannon, that fucker, what's his real name? James Guckert is his real name.
He had
gotten into the White House 50 different times plus. He attended four press conferences, 50-plus times access to the White House, and the guy was a fucking male prostitute.
Right.
With absolutely zero press credentials. He had a fucking escort page on the Internet. That's how he was outed.
Yep. Right. Yep.
So, dude, this is the thing, man. I mean, we talk about this over and over, these crackpots, you know, Alex Jones, you know, just completely delegitimizing, if that's even a word, what he's saying, or fucking Icke, same deal with the lizard people, the reptilians.
They're provocateurs.
Yeah.
You know.
You are right. I don't know about Icke, but I really think Alex Jones, he just called fucking Michelle Obama a tranny today. Fucking in the news.
Yeah,
I
haven't listened to him in forever, dude.
I don't listen to him. It came up in a news report. I don't either.
I can't listen to his show anymore. I think he has a little bit of truth in there, and he has a lot of sensational stuff to just try to make everything seem like he makes it seem like everybody's nuts that follows him. That's what it really looks like to me. Is he's trying to make everybody that listens to him like nuts.
Nothing can be believed by him. But when you look at it, he's been fucking absolutely right about this worldwide pedophilia ring, also including David Icke in that. These crazy conspiracy theorist people were right. So now you got to give credence to some of the other shit he's saying. I mean, what? You don't know because he mixes in the fucking crazy bullshit with all of it. But Alex Jones has been claiming this for quite a while. David Icke has been claiming it for quite a while. And these investigations are finding that they're fucking true now. They're absolutely true that these fucking... So, dude, take a step back here for a second. So the church, you know, a worldwide pedophilia ring, completely organized, been going on for who knows how long, maybe thousands of years. The Pentagon, 5,200 people with child porn alone they found on their computer. None of them prosecuted or fired. The U.K. government found... With absolute proof from all these victims coming forward now. I mean, you link it together and you see what we've been talking about, which mainly for me in my head was exclusively or mainly with the church, a worldwide pedophilia ring, but you see it branches out in all regions of worldwide power structures.
Well,
all
I think, dude. Right. Well, I think it goes to it's in places where there's not a high probability of being accountable to anybody, where you are actually the power structure. You are the one making the laws. You are the ones in charge of law enforcement or the military. You are. I mean, look at even the military. How much rape and how much sexual molestation and everything do they got going on in the military? It runs rampant. It's just insane.
Yep.
It's because people know they can get away with it because it's condoned and they're not going to prosecute it. You know, and it's ridiculous.
Yeah.
I mean, the people know they're not going to get caught or not get in trouble, especially the people that are the higher ups of the Department of Defense and stuff. Shit, they're the ones can control everything. I mean, her stepsister's husband is he's attorney general federal attorney general. He goes after all types of big federal cases and stuff. But I mean, he's like one of the top law enforcement people federally in the country. And he, you know, when you meet him when he's not working and stuff, he pretty much does whatever he wants, dude. I mean, he'll take a cop and slam him against the wall by the throat and say, "Get your fucking hands off me! I'm federal." And they'll just like look. They'll just look at him and like shake. They're like scared of him. They're just, you know, I mean, he has like nobody. There's no law above him. He can do whatever he wants.
Yeah.
I mean, you know, it's scary, dude. And there's a lot of people that are like that running around out there. I mean, they just can do what they want.
You know, we've mentioned the church and the Pentagon and the White House. They're all pretty much, I mean, even the White House is self-governed. You say the Congress is supposed to oversee and oversee and check the White House, but obviously that isn't happening. But all these organizations are self-regulated, right? I mean, you don't have a Citizens Commission coming in investigating the Pentagon, and you don't have the church. And look at how many cases have happened in the Catholic Church, and you see almost no one being prosecuted. I think there's been a couple cases, but it's been extremely rare.
Right.
So
they almost can't get caught in the act. I mean, it's like ridiculous.
Yeah.
They can't be prosecuted, right? I got call back. I'm not sure if it's the same number, Dennis. I'm gonna try to. Try to get him here again and see if I can. Shit.
But that's the problem. While you're doing that,
you're right.
Hello, caller. You're on the air. What's your name? Where do you hail from? Caller, you're on the air live. 910 area code, caller, you're on the air. Hello?
Come on now.
Not have a mic.
Calling in?
They must not have a...
You got a mute button on?
Nope.
Say something.
They're on the air live.
But what
was your point? Yeah, go ahead.
Leave them be if they want to talk. Fuck.
Yeah, I'll just leave them
on. You know, it's this is the thing that's gotten to all the power structures almost across the world now are self govern. They're self-regulated, and no one can stop them. I mean, look at the police. They have internal affairs, right? Some of the police forces that have been really bad have these civilian commissions that are able to investigate them, but they have no power of firing or to bring charges up against these people. You know, so all of these power structures, they just don't give a fuck. They've done whatever they wanted for so long, and it's gotten to the point where pedophilia ring, dude. I mean, how sick of the fuck can you be, man? You know?
Right. It's one of probably the most fucking despicable things. I mean, other than child murder, but I mean child rape. I mean, you just got to be a complete moral fucking bankrupt piece of shit. Especially run a ring which provides children for other supposedly reputable politicians or law enforcement or clergy or whatever. I mean, it's just, You're just a sickening fuck. If
you certainly seem to be in touch with your anger.
Right. I mean, it's,
yeah.
You know.
Yeah.
Horrible.
Well,
I mean, you know, death. I mean, death at that point is the, you know, is the, should be the fucking penalty. I mean, you know, if you're running a fucking ring, a pedophilia ring.
Yeah. Yeah. If you're responsible for funneling those kids into some of these sick fucks, but I mean, even that Conspiracy of Silence video, they mentioned names of some of these guys,
right,
that were
oh, yeah,
involved in the investigation over. I mean, this is the thing, though, dude. The BBC, many of them, they're getting numerous victims saying that it's organized out of the BBC.
Right.
I mean, the BBC is supposedly one of the
television companies.
Well, television, radio, print.
Right.
I mean,
radio.
They're supposedly one of the most one of the most preeminent news organizations in the world, you know,
right,
and they're running a fucking
understand pedophilia
ring.
I guess to play devil's advocate, what would it benefit them to do that? I mean, what?
Well, they
what
were involved
they get
in
out of
it. Obviously, there are people at the BBC that were involved in it. They're fucking the little boys, right?
Right. I guess
that's what they get out of it. There's people. High ranking, I'm sure, people within the BBC, if they're connected or were connected with that Jimmy Savile and all these MPs within the British government, I mean, obviously that they were involved in it. They were participating.
Right.
That's what they're getting out of it.
Oh, here comes the helicopters, Everest.
Yeah,
that's insane, man. I just, it's beyond my fucking comprehension. I can't fathom it.
Well, you know, of course, all these investigations start after these guys died. I mean, like I said, there are numerous pictures of that Jimmy Savile. Of course, he's been knighted by the Queen. Hundreds and hundreds of victims now, they're thinking, from this sick fuck. And numerous pictures of him with the royal family, especially Prince Charles, man. So, you know, it's got to fucking, I mean,
right,
at some point you can't just say, hey, he was there to play chess with the dude.
Right.
You know?
Well, yeah, that's, I'm not shocked by Prince Charles. I mean, you know, he didn't want to fuck, what's her name anyways. I mean,
Princess
Di. Princess Di, he was into something else anyways, you could tell.
Yeah.
You know, so who knows what he was
like it.
Thank you very much.
Thanks, King. But, yeah, I mean, that's just crazy, dude. It's totally believable. I mean, after watching that documentary you sent me, and that got stifled when they pulled the funding on it, right when it was supposed to come out back in the early 90s, about the whole pedophilia ring in Omaha, Nebraska, with that with the Larry King and the old white talk show,
no,
black guy politician Larry King, who had that. Got in that with the bank, with the big charities and all that.
Yeah,
Franklin Credit. That whole thing with that one. Once you watch that, you see all the documentation. You see all the court case. You see all the, like, they have FBI interview footage in there of all the victims and everything. And, I mean, it's unbelievable when you watch that whole thing. It's just overwhelming. And you're like, wow,
this happened in America.
And, you know, we didn't really, you know, you never really heard about it. I mean, that was back late 80s, early 90s. I was following things and, listening. I mean, you didn't hear anything about it. It's just amazing that would go on. I think we got another call here, Dennis. Let me see. You want to answer it?
Yeah. See if they'll come on. Who the fuck knows? I don't know.
Right. Yeah. Let's see. let's have something funny for him. I don't got to have a funny intro for each call.
All right, it's George Lee.
There you go. Call, you're on the air. Let's see. Oop. Oh, you hung up. Jeez.
Yeah.
right when I clicked on him, he called. Oh, there you go. Let's see. There you go. Call, you're on the air. Yep.
What's going on, man?
Oh, hey, it's Crusher.
Crusher, what's happening?
What's up?
I thought you couldn't call in tonight, so I wasn't expecting you.
Yeah, I'll make some time.
Oh, cool.
Thanks for calling in.
No problem.
Yeah, dude, we were just talking about these investigations going on in the UK with pedophilia investigations going on. They're finding all these people that were high-ranking officials in the government and linked to the royal family that are actually are being found to have been pedophilias. And Fester sent you something on that, but they're linking it even back to the BBC and shit, saying that the BBC was the one organizing this pedophilia ring. You know, what's funny is you look in the, you know, the BBC's even covering it. There's not a word in anything on the BBC that I could find about them being involved in it. Not one word.
Right.
They're mentioning individuals and the victims that are coming forward, and I haven't seen one word saying that they were being, you know, accused of being involved in it.
Right.
Yeah, I think I heard something about all that.
Yeah. So, you know, man, I don't know. I mean, it seems to be, where do you go where this fucking, the child pedophilia, the child porn isn't involved with politics or the church, the Pentagon, 5,200 people with child porn on their computers, not one person,
brought
charges
against. Did you see
that one?
Did you see that one, that video we sent you, Crusher, with the 5,200 people in the Department of Defense, Pentagon, have child porn on their computers, and they're only investigating a small portion of them.
I'm sure it's the dudes that just started within last year, you know.
Right.
Not the fucking generals there. Well, looking at kiddies getting fucked in the Pentagon,
right.
You know. Yeah, man.
So
Anderson Cooper, you know, that came on for quite a bit. I mean, that was around for a while. Anderson Cooper, that video that was sent out, he was the one reporting on it on CNN. Anderson Cooper was, but they covered it for about maybe a few days, and then it just went away. You know, 5,000 plus people have child porn on their computers in the Pentagon, and nothing happens. You know, just
right.
Like the fucking church. Just like the UK government. I mean,
right.
You know, we're all these crazy conspiracy freaks, the Alex Jones and the reptile guy, David Icke, you know, saying for years, decade plus, that this has been going on. And everyone laughed at him because they're so crazy, but they were fucking right.
Right.
So David Icke, or Icke, or however you say his name, he's crazy for a lot of other reasons, too.
Yeah, oh, yeah, yeah. He's a reptile guy. He believes that the world's being run by reptile humanoids, and that they can shape-shift into human shapes. I know quite a bit about Icke. But when you watch him, he doesn't talk too much about that anymore. He speaks to sold-out massive crowds nowadays, and his main thing nowadays is conspiracies about the worldwide government. That is one of
right.
them, is the reptile humanoids that have taken over the government and are running it, worldwide government. You know, they're taking over the UN, and they're in place in most high levels within most governments in the world, you know.
Well, see, that's
so
another
that's
thing.
The
thing
that's, is that's, we're talking about is they're so insane with what they're saying, but both of them, especially David Icke, has been talking about this Jimmy Savile for over a decade, and how he's been involved in child pedophilia, and he was absolutely right. People laughed
right.
at him for years and years about it, and now through these government-backed investigations in the UK, they're being reported on by The Guardian, by the BBC, you can just Google it now. Jimmy Savile has been attributed to maybe hundreds of abuse cases. They're finding that he was conducting necrophilia. I mean,
can you fucking believe that?
Wow.
Yeah, and had direct, regular access to the royal family.
Hey, quit
praying on me, will you? So, that's probably why a lot of these people aren't getting prosecuted, and it's all getting swept under the table, because there's probably the higher ups are involved too.
Well, they said that like 40, I need to look at whatever an MP means in England, but it's a high-level MP in English government. It's a high-level, they're saying that 40 people are being investigated for this child pornography or pedophilia ring. And many of the victims are saying that it was organized by the BBC. So, I mean, you're talking about the highest levels of media, of democratic institutions within the UK, of the royal family being involved in this fucking pedophilia ring. Of course, the you know, the royal family will never be included in anything that happens that comes out of this, you know. But on top of it, many of these guys, many of these guys are dead. Jimmy Savile died in 2011. And there was another guy in here, that was named. He was also knighted. I mean, that Jimmy Savile. He was a DJ, famous in Europe and especially in the United Kingdom. He was a country. What you know, the entire country knew him. He's famous throughout the country. He was knighted by the Queen, and so were other numerous.
Isn't that a daisy?
People. Implicated in the pedophilia ring, they were knighted by the Queen.
Right.
So, what the fuck? You know, I mean,
yeah.
At some point you can't. I mean, you know, connect the dots. At some point you can't brush that shit aside. No matter who says it, you got these crazy fucks. You got Ike and especially Alex Jones. You know, saying all you know, implicating these people in this child pedophilia ring. They've been saying it for years, and they were right. They were absolutely right about it. Through these investigations that are coming out, and now these victims are coming out of the woodwork. You know, no one was willing to say anything, especially Seville. He was family friends with the royal family. So what are you going to do? You're going to come out and say, hey, that dude, you know, fucked me while I was 8 years old at some, you know, while I was in the hospital? That's actually one of the instances. This kid was, I believe he was in his early teens, or not even, he was a preteen, and he was on a fucking gurney waiting to be examined by a doctor, and Seville came up and diddled the kid while he was waiting to be examined by a doctor.
Jeez Christ.
Yeah. So I don't know, man. It's just insane to me. And, you know, out of all of it, you know what's going to happen is if anybody is implicated and said that they're absolutely guilty, it's going to be all the dead guys. You know? It's going to be all the fuckers that they can't do anything about at this point.
Right. Yep. That's what
Member
we'll get
of Parliament
it.
Is what MP means. Member of Parliament.
Member of Parliament. Right.
That's so 40 insane. Of them plus. Were implicated in this pedophilia ring. The BBC implicated in the pedophilia ring. I mean,
Jesus
man. Christ. I some point, there's got to be a fucking, there's got to be a Bastille Day coming up for the
right.
regular guy. I keep saying it over and over. Right. This shit goes on, and nobody wants to talk about it. And the problem is that it's been so institutionalized within the church that many, many people that are religious won't want to do anything about it. Many people.
Right.
Like going back to what we talked about previously.
That's how they get their control of your mind, man. It's mind control. Your Crusher talks about this a lot. Is you're set to worship the monarchy. You know there's all types of Bible verses. God has put the government in charge over you, you know, submit to Caesar, what is Caesar's, you know, you become basically a sycophant to the system and to the monarchy and to the Godhead and everything. It's all, you know, all control over you. You have to listen to them. I mean, it's bullshit. It's, you know, it takes away your reasonable thinking, you know, and your, it takes away logic, you know.
Yeah, the fear factor in it all, too, you know, just... It goes
right
to your willful ignorance. You know, you got that's where you get all your science deniers and, you know, so unless it suits their, you know, particular belief or they think it does, you know, the pseudoscience aspect of it.
Right.
So they all, it's all,
yep.
it's just for the reward and the fear. And they use that to control you, so.
Yeah.
I guess by better judgment, I jump back on the no holds barred Bible debate site with Crusher was on there. You know, and I butted in on one of his debates with somebody, and something just pricked my my anger or whatever, and I just said something, and I get sucked back, and I'm going back and forth. Now I'm going back and forth with this chick and her husband and a couple other guys on there. It's been going on 2 days now, just pretty much all day long. And there's no, you know, and I always ask myself, I'm like, what is this really worth? It's like you got to kind of you got to rate the risk reward for it. It's like, you know, I mean, not the risk, but the what is the, you know, reward? Am I actually going to be able to get through to these people? And, you know, I could just I have a lot of sympathy for them, because a lot of times when I hear what they're saying, I feel that I was the same way like 15 years ago. I feel like I'm, a couple of these people I'm talking to, I'm like, I'm basically talking to myself from 15 years ago. And, you know, it happened for me, but it wasn't just a conversation with one person who was a, you know, an atheist that was a rational person, free thinker, that gave me a lot of good things to think about. That wasn't just one thing. It was so many things in my life had to come. It had to be a perfect storm of relationships. I met a woman that was not non-religious, that, you know, was very logical and gave me a lot of stuff to think about. You know, it was just coming across a lot of information, being open to reading books and watching videos and talking to other people that were not believers, and why, how could they be a good person when they were not religious and they did not believe. Just tons of stuff over, like, a lot of years. It takes so much stuff to where, to finally, when I broke free of that bondage, you know, that mental bondage that they're in, and it's like, I just, you know, if we are affecting them at all, it's such a small part of, you know, talking to them on those debate sites. But it's like, you know, just you just get into a point where you just start mocking them and making fun of it, and, like, you know, you don't know any other way to go. It's just like you can't really rationally talk them out of it.
I started out in the beginning of that one, you know, trying to be as rational, you know, in my rebuttals and stuff, and then it just got to where, you know, the couple on there were just, they resorted to, you know, the name calling and the mocking, and,
right,
you know, and it gets to a point where, you know, it's like Sam Harris says about, you know, trying to argue with people that don't, you know, want to use logic or, you know. So a lot for me, what you get out of it is when you're debating people like that, your chances are you're not there to get through to them. You're going to get through to somebody that's watching,
right,
somebody that's already on the fence. So I try to keep a lot of my debate styles in that mind for people that are actually watching and not saying anything. But then, you know, you get 600-700 comments deep on something like that, and then,
right,
you know, it just, you start to,
it's going nowhere.
It's going nowhere, right, and you might as well. And if there is anybody that's really interested in what you're saying, they'll understand how the conversation came to that, and who's, you know, who initiated the, you know,
well,
the comment
and attack. She keeps, it'll stop, and I'll notice she keeps reinitiating it. Like, it was, you know, I wasn't planning on getting on there this morning, but I seen her start posting stuff again this morning. So I'm like, well, you know, I'll get back on there. I got stuff I'm doing during the day, and I got time to sit there all day with her and talk back and forth, him and her and a couple other people. But, you know, what's funny is they all, not her, but the other guys, they all befriended me on Facebook. They all sent me friend requests, so I don't know what that means, but, you know, I think they think they're going to save me. The one guy invited me down to hang out with him and wants to talk to me and everything, and I'm like, dude, you're going to waste your time. See, the thing, they haven't really got it through their head. I've been where they're at. I know exactly what they're going through. I've been there. I've been a sold-out, born-again, spirit-filled, I'm doing the quotes with my fingers, spirit-filled Christian. I've been there. I know what it's like. I understand it. You know, I understand what they're thinking. I've been the same way. I had a point in my life where I had zero doubt that I was living the pure, holy, heaven-bound life. You know, I did the same thing. And, you know, they don't understand that all these little feelings they get, the little butterfly feelings they get of the Holy Spirit when they're praying and going to church and stuff. You can get that. Anybody can get that in any kind of religion, in any life, and even non-religious people that meditate and stuff. You can get that from all types of things. You don't need to be a born-again Christian to have those feelings of acceptance and love and, you know, and connectiveness with other people within a church or any organization. You can have that. You don't need religion for that. And you don't need faith in deities and gods. You don't need to follow all those different archaic rules and stuff. It's ridiculous. I told that one guy, I said, hey, I said, dude, you're a smart guy. Write your own scriptures. I go, why do you got to follow something somebody wrote 3,000-4,000 years ago that was ignorant, that is, half the shit is wrong. You know, the earth is flat. The earth doesn't, you know, the sun doesn't rotate around the earth. There's so many things. There's so many things wrong in the Bible. But yet you want to follow that for your life. You're going to bet your whole life on that, that that's what you're supposed to do. You could write your own goddamn scriptures and be even happier. You know, and he's like, please don't be a do what thou wilt guy. I said, I was doing what thou wilting before I ever even knew what that was. You know, I mean, it's just a natural human, you know, it's just your life. People live, people want to be free. You know, it's a natural journey.
And in the end, if there is an all loving, just God, you know, he's not going to hold it against you for, you know, not putting all your belief in him. Yeah, you know, it'd be reasonable. Like I always say, we wouldn't do that, you know. So who is this, you know, deity to judge, really?
The one quote I always like that you say all the time is if there really was an all-powerful, omnipotent, omniscient God, there would be no atheists and there would be no Christians. There would just be people that know, and there would be God, and it would be obvious.
Exactly. There'd be no need.
I think you've said that before, and I haven't heard it anywhere but from you, so I would attribute that to you. And I like that, and I said that in that debate somewhere at some point. But that's, you know, it's true. I mean, if there was an all-powerful God, he wouldn't need us, like the meme you put up there that said he wouldn't need to have men transfer his word for him and spread his word for him and basically tell stories about him. He would make himself known. You know, just like in the old Bible days, you know, he manifested himself to Moses and all these other guys. He showed himself to them, you know, and made himself known and spoke to people. Well, that doesn't happen nowadays. Why? But the Bible says God is the same yesterday, today, and forever. But he's not, because it's not happening. The things don't happen. People don't walk on water. People don't cast out demons. People don't heal people. There's you know. It doesn't happen. These people that are supposed to be Christians, they should be going into hospitals and praying for people and bringing them out of the hospitals. They don't do it. The same reason Christians don't go in and get and heal people in hospitals is the same reason why professional psychics don't win the lottery. It's the same thing. It's all bullshit. They can't do it. The power is fake. It's not real. So that right in itself is not worth. That right in itself should get you out of it. You know, you should be able to recognize that and say, listen, yeah, he's right. The power is not there. These gifts of the Spirit are not manifesting themselves. I'm no different than him. I can do all the same things that they can do. I can speak in tongues. I can, you know, pray. I can, you know, I can have word of knowledge. You know, I scripture pop up in my mind, just in my blank mind. I can start quoting scripture, in a church, and then they'll be like, it's word of knowledge. All that shit, dude. I can do all that stuff. It's nothing. It's all in your mind, you know.
So they're a dime a dozen. And that's what I don't understand what they, you know, about that whole, you know, debate on there, you know, what I said. And they act like they don't understand what I'm saying, but they're using all these, you know, when you try to debunk something that makes sense, you're going to use a lot of irrational justifications to do it, and they can't see that. You know, I mean, my point, how do you not understand if salvation is at stake, and you're
right.
A God, why would you leave your infallible word to fallible man to translate and risk all of us getting the shit wrong, you know, the risk of going to hell and burning forever? You know,
it doesn't even matter anyway. Even if a billion Christians on the earth, there's a billion Christians, even if they all get it right and there's a billion, still 6 billion other people are not the right religion and they're following the wrong God or no God, and they're all going to hell. So he's still fucked up. He's still batting what's one out of seven? He's batting what would that be, 150 or whatever. You know, in baseball he'd be cut, dude. He'd be down in the minors. I mean, he's terrible. I mean, you know, if Christianity is the one true religion, he's doing terrible. He hasn't won over hardly anybody in the world. You know, for 2,000 years, through wars and the Crusades and everything, by force, you can't fucking get more than 1/7 of the world.
And how does he get to come, you know, how does he get to swoop in after all these other gods have already supposedly existed? And, you know, he just swoops in, you know, top dog and says, you know, that's all wrong, I'm the right one. And then the majority of the people end up going to Christianity. How are you not the Word of God Or how are you not the only guy from day one? Why did all these other guys exist before you? You know, your monkey gods,
well, it's just
your
like
sun gods.
It's a cult of just degradation, really. I mean, what it is it's all our fault. Everything's our fault. Original sin. We sinned. We came with original sin. We continue to sin. We make up all these false gods. God gives us free will. We do everything wrong. We're sinful. We're bad. We're horrible. You know what, dude? I get sick of being fucking told how bad I am all the time. You know, that's what's wrong. That's the main thing that what's wrong with this world. We got all these different religions telling everybody what's wrong with them and how they're so bad. And you know what? When you tell a little kid that they're bad all the time, you know what's going to happen? Eventually, you're going to get some kids that are going to be bad for real. And that's where you get all these fucking psychopaths from. Most of these people, if we would get, it's the famous quote from George Carlin, if we would get rid of religion totally on the earth, most of this shit would fade away, this pedophilia and all this shit, most of this shit would fade away in two or three generations. It's all bullshit, man. It comes from people telling people and trying to control people and telling people they're bad all the time. You're bad, you're bad, you're sinful. You got to follow these rules. Natural sexual instincts are wrong, and you're wrong, you're wrong, you're... You know, you can only have sex in marriage. Oh, you can't, you know, you can't do this. You can't have sex before marriage. You're going to hell. You're a homosexual. You're really going to hell. It makes people crazy. And they got people killing themselves over it and everything, and killing other people over it. I mean, it's the bane of the existence of humanity is fucking religion to me. And I don't understand why people will voluntarily get into it. I mean, you really got to be a fucking masochist to put yourself through that. And I'm not talking about these milquetoast Christians that just go once in a while and they say a prayer once in a great while when the grandma's in the hospital or whatever. I'm talking about these hardcore motherfuckers that are voting and, you know, and they're the right wing, Hobby Lobby motherfuckers. Those are the people that are ruining this country, you know. The old grandparent Christians that are voting Democrat and, you know, and you know, I don't focus on them that much. I mean, you still would rather have them not be like that, but you know, I don't get too down on them. But it's these fuckered people, you know, the fundamentalists. It's just, you know, I say to these people now, I say, go heal sick, go heal somebody in the hospital. Why don't go cast out devils? Go heal an amputee. Go have somebody's arm grow back on or leg grow back on. So one of these soldiers that you support so much that you want to go over and fight the Muslims, why don't you go fucking pray for them to get their limbs back on when they come back? They're all blown to shit, you know.
They want to pray for them after they've, you know, already been killed or wounded, and you know, I mean, where was your prayer? Where was it then? Why didn't it work prior? You know, because it doesn't work.
Right. Right. Prayer does not work. It's all in your mind. You there, old DB?
I would kill everyone in this room for a drop of sweet beer.
Yep, I'm here.
Okay. I know I ran on there for a minute. How you doing? You all right?
Yeah.
you went to sleep. You went to sleep. You're like Pastor Brian's. He's at the pulpit. I just stepped up to the pulpit.
No, yep. That's cool, man. So it's all about. That's what we're here for.
Right. Yeah, we gotta get a fucking.
You certainly seem to be in touch with your anger.
Right. So I don't know. Other than that, we got 56 minutes left.
Well, let's wrap it. Talk to you later.
Oh man. So anything else going on? I mean, we can bang on religion forever. I was trying to think. There was something I wanted to talk about. I had on a note somewhere and I can't find it now. There's so much shit, dude. I can't even. If I go on Facebook, I'll see like 50 things.
Well, I don't know, man. You know, I tagged you on that. They had a standoff in Flint yesterday, I believe it was, and this guy was accused of killing a couple people, and And but they had a standoff with them in the house, and they brought in some heavy machinery and tore the roof off the fucking house. The cops did. Tore the roof right off the fucking house.
Right.
I didn't see if he died or not. If he didn't, then he probably will in jail or something.
I think he killed himself. I think he killed himself.
Yeah, right, with air quotes.
I think
quotes.
He shot
killed
himself.
Killed himself.
You know what the most despicable thing is? When you send me that, and I shouldn't do it, and I know I shouldn't do it, but I go on there and I start reading the comments. And how many people on there serves him right? Piece of shit.
Some of the disgusting ones were like, that's an improvement in Flint. And, bullshit like that. We're so far away from the innocent until proven guilty thing anymore. It's not even funny.
All right.
It goes back to, loving the state. Hating the individual for killing someone, loving the state for killing them. Hate the individual,
right.
Love the state for killing. It's an absolute abomination if that guy goes out and kills someone. But if the state rolls in with some fucking heavy machinery, rips the roof off and collapses the building on this guy, that's okay. That's all
right.
We're all right with that. It's the state that does
it. We had it happen down by Crusher in fucking Waco, killing women and children.
Right.
So if they're going to do it to women and children, they have to go
They had to bring tanks in there and kill them for their protection,
Right.
All for your protection. And that's what a lot of those comments were. Much rather have a building collapse than have these police officers risk their lives over. Apparently the guy was in the second floor, and somebody just simply, this lady, in a simple little note said, if he was in the second floor, couldn't they have just walked through the front door to try and go get him or defuse the situation?
Right.
And she got hammered on. There were people in there just hammering her about, the fucking cops, they don't get any break. They should be able to do whatever they want and. So,
right.
It's the police state on and on and on, man. I mean, we were talking about that last week, I think, where we were giving out some of the statistics for SWAT teams. 3,000 SWAT invasions in 1980, 80,000 within the last few years each year, 80,000 each year over the last few years,
Right.
Someone getting in their car?
Yeah, that was.
All right.
He's getting in the car crusher.
Going mobile.
Yeah, but they rolled up a big old fucking heavy machinery and ripped the roof right off that fucking house, man. And they said, they said he killed himself, just like that Dorner. I got in an argument with my cousin over this, man. That Dorner was that guy out in California. He was an ex-cop, and he had it with some other cops, and he went and killed. I believe it was the cop's daughter.
They were trying to get him in trouble. They were like sabotaging his career or something.
Yeah. Well, he was not a cop anymore. And he may have been.
He was trying to get in trouble, and he may have done it.
But this was my argument with my cousin. As I go, and my cousin, he deserved it. They chased him up into that cabin and basically burned him alive up in that fucking cabin. Burn the cabin down with him inside it, and my argument was, he committed premeditated murder. Unfortunately, it happens all the time, but he still afforded the legal system. He still afforded a lawyer. And he's still innocent until proven guilty. Well, he's not anymore because of the Patriot Act. I mean, the Patriot Act doesn't allow that. And they can, of course, the government can incarcerate anybody for any reason without charges for as long as they want. They can go into your home without notifying you and leave without notifying you. They can do whatever the fuck they want anymore. And my cousin was like, he deserved it, was his argument. He deserved it. He went out and killed that couple and, same deal there. Hate the person for the murder. Love the state for the murder. Hate the person. Love the state. And that goes back to what Noam Chomsky was saying about Christopher Hitchens and Sam Harris. they argue the same thing, that the state should go in and murder those people that have been murdering. That doesn't fucking solve anything, man. That doesn't solve anything. And in fact, it escalates the situation every time you fucking have something like this happen, or a Waco, or a Ruby Ridge, or whatever else.
Right.
It escalates the situation and never solves anything. It makes the situation worse.
They're getting
so,
your house crushed, or they're coming to get you.
Yeah.
Yeah.
On and on, man. I mean, it you know.
Waco's
so.
Finest. Yeah. It's insane, dude. We are definitely in the Orwellian police state, which you spoke of.
Well, you remember when Seagal drove that tank to that guy's house?
Yeah, right. He participated in that raid, and it was like a fucking movie. It was ridiculous. Well, you know, they had a no-knock raid, I believe it was in California, and they went in, and I think they were looking for drugs, actually. And the fuckers threw a flash grenade into a crib with a two-year-old sleeping in it and blew a hole in the kid. I don't know if you heard that happened just recently, within the last month. They found no drugs, of course. They didn't find what they were looking for when they went in there. That little two-year-old was in the hospital he actually did recuperate. He didn't die, believe it or not.
Oh, that's good.
He was in the hospital for about a month and a half, but he literally had a fucking hole blown in his body from the fucking flash grenade. There were sites on Facebook supporting the cops that performed the raid.
All for drugs, dude, which is bullshit
anyways.
Fucking drug war is bullshit.
Yep.
It's over, man. It's bullshit. I don't understand. Can't people see that it's just there to be able to oppress the people and control people? That's all it's there for. Be able to
kick
your door
in anytime
you
want. It's the money flowing into the police.
Cash
it's
grab,
job
basically.
Security for the police. And
it's
control.
It's the way for them to rob citizens, to rob you, break in your home, take whatever you got, take your cash, your anything you got. Oh, you got a little weed in here? Okay, we're taking all this cash, too.
Yep.
You're selling, you know, right away. So.
Well, you know, a lot of police forces now, they perform these confiscation things. They can pull people over and confiscate your shit on the spot nowadays. They can fucking take your car and leave you on the side of the road and say bye-bye nowadays.
Right.
With a lot of these laws going into effect about confiscation,
we did make a little progress. I think they now have to have a warrant to go through your phone when you get pulled over.
Yeah, I heard about that.
Or anything.
But that don't matter if they're confiscating the motherfucker. They'll just take it.
Yeah.
You know. I mean, that's the thing. This is that one minor law. Yeah, that's right. It's some sort of progress, but. I mean, in the grand scheme of things, it doesn't mean anything, man.
The good thing is, if they do take your phone and go through it illegally, anything they find in it, you know, should automatically be able to be dismissed in court against you. So I would tell them, I wouldn't tell them, but, I think go ahead, look through it, find something, because that'll just
I mean,
unless
they consider you a terrorist, then you're never heard from again. All you got to be is deemed a terrorist. And they can take all your possessions. They can throw you in jail without a trial forever, for the rest of your life. They can torture you.
They're just allowed. If you just look suspicious at all, they can walk up to you and immediately, start patting you down and, basically harassing you. I guess it's over the gun laws.
Yeah. Right. Well, I don't know if you've heard about
any of that. They were just walking up to people and, they want to call, suspicious looking. I guess act like they're, checking them for guns or illegal guns and, because they're trying to clean up the streets and all that. And,
well, I know they do that. I don't think it's legal, but I know they do that. But like you said, if it's just the inactive Patriot law, they can pretty much do whatever they want, But local police, I don't think they're supposed to be able to just... I know they can't look in your car without a warrant, but if you start fighting it, they could just impound your car and then get a warrant, So they're not supposed to be able to come in your house without a warrant, right? But they did that when they did that in Boston, when they had the Boston bombings. We always talk about they marched down the streets, tanks rolling down the streets, you know, guys marching on the streets are just going in people's houses, knocking on doors, just no warrants, just going in searching.
Well, not only that, they're kicking people out of their own houses, man, and confiscating guns. They're confiscating guns. They're kicking people out of their houses. They had pictures of people, they're barefoot, they're running out with their, you know, 2-, 3-, 4-month-old baby, right, you know, pressed against their chest, right, making them run out of their own fucking house just so they could go in and see if there was a 19-year-old murderer in there, in the house.
Right.
Yeah, it's New York's stop and frisk law.
That on top
they're targeting Yeah, they're using it. They're, you know, it said it's raising concerns, you know, for racial profiling and all that.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, but you know that. But I mean, that whole thing was a Boston deal. They had, I think it was 50 federal agencies involved in it. Stormtroopers, fucking tanks, marching right down the road, kicking people out of their own houses, all for a 19-year-old murderer. I mean, obviously, what he did, if he did it, was heinous. But again, I don't know how many people it killed. They killed 2, 3, something like that, and injured 30, or it was quite a bit. But in the grand scheme of things, man, you know, kicking you out of your own fucking house, tanks rolling down your road, stormtroopers side by side marching 2, 3, you know, across, to, you know, 10, 20 rows, you know what I'm saying? And,
right.
And I mean, it all for a 19-year-old boy.
Yes, I think
right.
Here on CNN.com is saying from 2004 to 2012, there was at least 200,000 stops without reasonable suspicion.
Yeah. Same as these fucking roadside stops, you know? Just random roadside searches. You know, what the fuck, man? I mean,
they got
you know,
there's a story here on Cop Block I'm looking at right now talking about the no-knock raids, and they had a guy who shot at the cop during a no-knock raid, and he was acquitted on all charges. There was a landmark case of no-knock raids, all too often see innocent people being killed during the execution of these questionable practices. It doesn't say where. I'm trying to see where he's from, but the guy looks Hispanic, kind of Spanish or whatever, so...
Yeah, you bust in somebody's house and you don't announce who you are. I mean, what do you think's chances? You might get shot.
Oh, it was in Texas.
You know,
it happened in October 26, 2010, in San Antonio, and the case is just now. Just had a 9-hour jury deliberation, and he was found not guilty. Huh.
I mean, yeah, he shouldn't. He should be found not guilty.
Right. Said he.
You bust in somebody's house, you don't announce who you are, in a no-knock raid, I mean, what's
right.
somebody to think? You know, if they're protecting their home, they don't know who the hell you are.
You're defending your house, man.
Yeah.
Defending your person.
Said it was 3 a.m. They were in an occupant's house where his daughter and his 3-year-old granddaughter, and when Flores saw 2 shadowy men on the security cameras, she woke up. Perryman, the grandfather of the man or whatever, tossed him his gun. And, oh man! So yeah, after he got his gun, he said he yelled, "I've got a gun and I'm going to shoot. Stay out." And they said they still came in. He started shooting at him. Fired 4 shots. And she said she never heard anyone yelling. She wasn't until after he started shooting that they yelled police.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. Yeah, that's I think it was in Indiana or Illinois, somewhere they just passed a law that said that if the police break into your house without a warrant, if you shoot them, they won't prosecute you if they break in illegally, like if they don't have a warrant. So,
yeah, and that should make the cops start doing their job better. You know, do it the right way instead of you know thinking they're above and beyond. You know, you just can't go busting in people's houses and doing things like that.
Apparently they have been.
Well, I mean, yeah, they have been, but, I mean, you know, as far as getting shot, I mean, they, you know, that might make them think twice, you know, now we can't do this shit no more. Now we have to, you know, tighten up and do it the right way, and that's the way it should be.
if they shoot at us, we can't prosecute them. So, you know, it's going to happen a lot more. Well, I know they said that the police officers, I think it's Illinois. Maybe it can't be Illinois because that would be Chicago. I think it was Indiana. They said the police there were outraged when that law was passed. They're like, really? The state police, the chief of the whatever state police, said it was going to cause murders of many officers.
Well,
I'm like, maybe they shouldn't be going into houses without warrants.
You're right. Don't be performing fucking no-knock raids. Here's one in Ross' story. This happened just recently in May 27th. It's the first paragraph. Authorities in Tampa, Florida, are being accused of covering up the truth regarding officers' fatal shooting of 29-year-old Jason Westcott, who was suspected of dealing drugs but was later found to have about $2 worth of marijuana in his home. That's not even a joint.
Right.
He probably had a little glass bowl of weed that was probably half smoked or something, you know, and they're saying that's $2 worth of weed. So now they're lying about it. They're covering it up. It was a SWAT team that raided it May 27th, killed them.
Jesus Christ.
They're saying they were initially tipped off by neighbors. The police have changed their story twice now on this guy. And they ended up fucking no
knock. I've posted that before, but did you see that video I just put up the other day, the one where it's got the collage of police brutality and shootings and everything, and it's kind of like a little documentary style. I don't know if I linked it to you, DB, but it's pretty famous. I think it's been out for a year or two, but it's a really good video. And the first video clip is this black dude's walking out of like a 7-Eleven style party store or whatever, and there's two police off to the right of him, and they have their guns drawn, and he looks over at him, and he just keeps walking, and they're like yelling at him, and he's like standing against the car, and he turns around. He just turns towards them, and they just open fire on him. And people are filming it right across the street. I mean, they just shoot him down. It doesn't look like he has a gun or anything. You don't know what's going on, but it's the people on the phone are like, oh, my God. They're like, oh, look at that. They just blew him away, man. I mean, they didn't even give him a chance to even do anything. It looked like he was just trying to walk away from them, like he was ignoring them. But it was amazing. I'm like, you come out there with guns drawn like that? I mean, I don't know. I don't know what was going on, but you don't see nothing in his hands or anything. So I don't. Jeez, it's brutal.
Fucking out of control, dude. Out of control.
Dude, you watch that video. That video is really depressing. I mean, they're just. It's just clip. It's clip after clip of just guys cuffed, just pounding people with billy clubs. People that are cuffed, kicking the living shit out of them. 6, 7, 8 cops standing around. Somebody just kicking them. There's this one. It's a black guy, and he's got shorts on. And the guy's just wailing on his legs with a billy club, and you can just see blood and big welts all over his legs. He's just crying. He's begging for mercy, dude. And they won't stop. They just keep beating him. And he's already cuffed, laying on the ground. And the guy's just wailing on him. I mean, it's unbelievable.
There's so many instances of that nowadays, dude. You know, there was one lately where they caught the fucker on video. He was along the roadside, and people were driving along, slowing down, videoing him.
Yeah.
And it was a 51-year-old grandmother, and she was in cuffs. And he was just beating the fuck out of her, man. She was bashing her head into the pavement and whatever else. So that finally made it into major media. That's the only time that they're ever held accountable is if it finally gets to mainstream where enough people get pissed off about it, then suddenly they decide to do something about it. But even then, it's rare that that happens. It's rare that they're held accountable.
This is my moral stance on it. I don't know if I have any legal precedent to say this, but this is my moral stance. If you see somebody that's cuffed and subdued and the cops are just beating them and they're totally incapacitated, there's no way they can fight back or anything, I think you have the legal right to fucking intervene and use force.
But you do. You get your ass shot, dude.
Use force.
You get your ass shot or you end up just like them.
Use force. If there's enough people, if it's two cops beat the shit out of one guy and you're in a group of 3 or 4 people, I think you can make a citizen's arrest on those police. They're public fucking defendants, man. They're supposed to be protecting people, which they don't, you know. I mean, we all know that they're just enforcing statutes to make money for the state and everything. They're not really trying to protect anybody for the most part. But, I mean, if you see somebody doing that, just wailing on somebody, a lot of these videos I've been watching, wailing on him with a billy club. I can't half blame if somebody goes up and puts a chokehold on the cop behind him and chokes him out, you know, or whatever,
yeah,
to protect the guy. I mean,
I don't know what I'd do, dude.
Are...
If I was standing there seeing some poor fuck getting their head crushed in while they're handcuffed, and it would upset the fuck out of me.
Let's say you don't attack them. I mean, we're not going to go that far because most people won't do that. But I think you have a legal. If you could prove that what was going on, I mean, you know, I think you have a legal right to do that.
Is you know,
you
get out your cell phone.
You can film them.
Get them on tape.
Well, do you see this case lately? Look at this. I'm wondering if I still have it. I probably don't have it bookmarked. But this guy, he was African American. He was in a laundromat, and this lady, same deal. I believe she was handcuffed, and there was a bunch of cops out there beating the piss out of her while she was handcuffed, just about killing her. And he videotaped it, and they saw him. And he went back in again and got his laundry. And came out, he had a handful of laundry, and they had a fucking canine unit with him, and they released the dog on the motherfucker. He got all chewed up and beat up and shit, and then they took his phone. They went after his phone because they saw him videotaping them, the cops beating the piss out of this poor lady that was fucking handcuffed. You know, whatever it was that she did, even if it was murder, which none of these cases seem to be what's going on. But
no.
Even if it was murder, they don't, you know, you don't do that shit. That's not how it works, you know. Innocent until proven guilty. You don't beat the piss out of fucking people while they're handcuffed, no matter what their issue.
How cowardly is that anyways?
Yeah.
An old woman and she's cuffed, and then you start beating her after she's cuffed.
Yep.
I mean, that is just chicken shit, man.
It's humiliating. It's probably very humiliating for her. I mean, on the side of the road, getting her face pounded in. I mean,
that's just humiliating
for the man. You're no man if you do something like that. I mean, you're nothing. You're just a
fucking coward. They're cowards, man. A little bit of power of badge.
I had a friend one time that got arrested. Let me tell you the story real quick. Was a friend I actually played in band with for years, and he got arrested in the street, and the cop, he was a little guy, and he cuffed him and everything. After he got him cuffed with his hands behind his back, he started slamming around. He smashed his head into the side of the cop car and stuff, and he was roughing him up, and he kept saying, "Stop it, you're hurting me." You know, he's cranking his arms up behind his back and everything, fucking with him and fucking him up and everything, and luckily, the precinct that he went to, that he took him in and booked him in, his cousin worked there. His cousin was a police officer, and they got him out of it and everything. And he was leaving there, and the little cop that had arrested him on his way out said, "You're lucky your cousin works here. You'd be stuck in jail and getting booked." And he said, "You're lucky I don't beat your fucking head in." That's what he told the cop. He told it right to his face. And my buddy, this guy looks like Iron Man. I mean, he was built like a brick shit house, and it's like, you know, I know it would have been bad, but I just wish you could have grabbed the guy by the throat, fucking gouged his eyes out, you know. It's like, I can't stand cops like that are, you know, heavy-handed like that are smashing people's heads into the sides of cars and, you know, doing all
but
that
they
shit.
They almost all
the
are is the problem, man. That's their method of operation nowadays. None of them have fucking patience, and the ones that do allow that to happen. You know, they're just as complicit because they're allowing it to happen.
Right.
So
right.
That's the problem. Even the good cops aren't good because you know that this is happening in just about every police force across the country, almost every single one, and you know, even the good cops aren't good because they're not doing anything about it. They're complicit. In the shit that's going on with the bad cops. There's no more Serpicos, man. There's no more Serpicos anymore, man. There's no more whistleblowers in the cops. You don't hear that shit going on at all anymore.
Right. Yep. That was a great movie, man.
Yeah.
You can't even really, you know, get too smart with the cops anymore these days because, you know, they want to shoot first. You know,
they'll freak out.
Yeah,
they'll freak out on you. I see videos all the time of people just being smartasses to them and then getting their heads crushed in because of it.
Right.
Yeah.
You know?
Yeah, I'm trying not to be like I used to when I had to, you know, my encounters with them. You know, I try to be a little more reasonable, you know, because...
Right.
I mean, now with what you see is going on around the nation more and more, I mean, you know, you say the wrong thing and you can get handcuffed and, you know, like all these other people are and beat to the ground just for saying something. You know, you can't even...
Right.
You can't even run your mouth anymore.
Right. You run your mouth, you get shot.
Yeah, I mean, they'll shoot you. Like the one kid,
right.
You know, he was fucking with the cop. He said, you know, he dared him to shoot him. And he fucking did. You know, and you know, yeah, I mean, it's
yeah.
Like, wow, you know, maybe I should, you know, be a little more careful the next time I get pulled over. You know, they're not playing
right.
anymore. I mean, they're crazy.
Yeah.
They're out of control.
Yeah, I wouldn't egg them on to shoot me, you know, because, you know,
yeah.
Especially me, I'm kind of a bigger guy. Cops are all, like, you know, they're a little nervous around me anyways. You know, I get out of the car or whatever, and they seem like they're quick to grab their gun, you know. They just don't feel safe, you know, so I guess I intimidate them or something, I don't know. But, you know, so I try to keep them as calm as possible and be as polite as possible, you know, but you always get the dickhead every once in a while that's got to be the tough guy and tell you to shut up and, you know, do what I say, and, you know, he's trying to run you. But...
Yeah,
you know,
and they say, you know,
they
encourage us to film the cops, you know, every time, you know, they encourage us to film, but, you know, then you got to think, you know, should I really do that, you know, because they'll get pissed off,
right.
Snatch your phone, kick your ass, you know.
Mm-hmm.
So it's like, you know,
right.
You're damned if you do, damned if you don't.
Yeah.
Right.
I don't know, man. I think nowadays I'd probably record shit. If something went down, I would have a tendency to record. I'm sure it would piss them off, but I think it also, you know...
But it's legal.
More than anything, may protect you. Because if you're not recording, you're fucked. They'll do whatever they want, you know. At least there's an outside chance that, you know, it's recording and they know that, you know, they get a chance that whatever their actions are, they're going to be fucked. They were showing a police checkpoint somewhere, you know, a random fucking roadside deal, and they saw one of the guys pulling up was recording, and they all start freaking out. Camera, camera, you know, be on your best. You know, they're all fucking yelling at each other. That there's a camera
right.
recording what they're doing. You know.
Right.
So
yeah,
that
they
itself
should,
is telling
should,
you,
they
obviously they're doing shit they shouldn't be doing if they're so concerned about it being recorded. You know?
Yeah, they
why would
on
you
camera.
Be so concerned about it?
Yeah,
right.
But they should already be concerned about it, everything they're doing, you know.
Right.
Without someone standing there recording them, because on a daily average, you know, during your commutes during the day, you're on some kind of camera. You know, I forgot what they say, how many times a day. I mean, you're somewhere inside somewhere being recorded. When you go to the store, you know, drive by a bank,
right.
somewhere, you know, there's a camera on you. You know, and they get caught all the time on cameras they don't know are even around. You know, and they still continue to do this shit.
A lot of that shit on the roads, though, you know, they know that there's, you know, the only camera they got going on is in their car, if that even, you know.
Yeah.
So, you're seeing more and more of it. Everyone's got a camera now because of their phones and it, you know, again, it's probably been going on for years. It's just that there's so many cameras now that it's being filmed more often.
Right. Yep. That happened to me. I was down in South Carolina. I had just gotten a new car. I was in the Air Force. And I got pulled over by a county sheriff, big old fat, good old boy, looked like Porky from the movie Porky's. Remember him?
Yeah.
Porky. I don't know if you ever saw those Porky movies, you know, Porky the bar owner. And he got pulled me over, and he goes, you know why I pulled you over? And I said, I don't know. And he goes, shut your mouth. He starts yelling at me. And I'm like, looking. And he was having a bad day or something. He goes, I'm sick of all you smart-ass Yankees coming down here. You think you know what you're... He starts yelling at me, dude. And he's, like, screaming at me and saying all this stuff. And I'm like, and all it was he pulled me over. I had a temporary tag. I just got in this car. I used car off a lot. And it had a temporary tag in the back window. I hadn't gotten a plate for it yet for the tabs. And it was getting ready to expire, like, the next day. He pulled me over, and that's all it was that.
So it was still
and
valid,
was like,
huh?
Yeah, it was still valid. So I was like, what the hell is he pulling me over for? He basically pulled me over to try to incite me into a fight with him.
Yeah.
He was going to pull me out of the car.
He wanted
and
to beat your head in, man.
Oh, dude, this guy was, like, about 350 pounds, you know, big old, big fat, old, good old boy. And he was just wanting to pull me out of the car, man, beat the shit out of me. And I was, he didn't get me. I was scared because I was just like, and he started saying all this stuff about Yankees and, you know, smart-ass Air Force guys. And he was just going on and on. And I was like, what happened to this guy? Why? I mean, he was just, man, I was waiting for him to just grab me and drag me out of the car. But he didn't, I didn't get a ticket or nothing. I mean, I wasn't speeding or anything. He just pulled me over to read me the riot act. Then he said, get the fuck out of here. And he left. I'm like, okay.
Crazy.
Yeah, he wanted to remind you that your tags were going out the next day.
Yeah. I'm like, holy shit.
Yeah, it was just a friendly reminder, man. It was just a friendly gesture by the police.
He was warning me, yeah. I'm like, what would he have done if they would have been expired? Would he have pulled me out and cuffed me and pistol with me if they were expired?
You motherfucker, you and your expired plates, I'm going to kick your ass.
60 northern motherfuckers. I bet you got some stories down there, Crusher, in Waco, Texas. They probably, them sheriffs down there probably are fucking, like, kind of like Buford T. Justice guys and stuff like that.
I haven't really ran into too many here. I haven't had too many problems, but other states I have. Florida gave me a
Florida's crazy. You see crazy stories coming out of there too.
I had my licenses, for years and years, and maybe had like one or two, tickets for like a seatbelt and maybe speeding, in North Carolina, and then I get to Florida, and within 1 year I rack up 7 tickets.
Jeez.
For just the stupidest things, I didn't even know I was even doing wrong. I went through a red light that was, for a left-hand turn. I cut through a parking lot to go around it, and he pulled me over for avoiding a traffic device.
Right.
I was delivering.
What?
I was delivering food. I was trying to get to my delivery, and he pulled me over. He said if I would have stopped in the gas station parking lot that I cut through for at least 30 seconds, I wouldn't have gotten a ticket. And I'm like, really? Wow. This is what you, all this shit going on here in Florida, and you want to pull me over for this? Mm.
Too many cops, man.
Gotta,
it keeps coming back. Too many cops.
Got to protect people.
Trying to get money from people.
Yeah.
That's all it is.
I got to protect people.
Yeah.
you might have hit somebody.
Yeah,
they give bicyclists more rights on the road than the vehicles down there.
Right.
I mean, I know they got a lot of bikes somewhere, but it's like, it's a little nerve-wracking driving alongside a bicycle. They have their own lane in the middle of the fucking road.
I've
never seen that. I've never seen anything like that until I moved there anyway. So that was all kind of different for me. I was like, okay.
Yeah, bike lanes are weird. I mean, I guess it's better to have their own little lane than have them on the side of the road riding. Man,
it's like trying to drive through the fucking Tour de France. I mean, right in the middle of the fucking street.
Right. Right. Yeah, I get around here and stuff when you get bike riders, guys driving in their lanes. You'll be on a little paved, blacktop paved country road, two narrow lanes. You'll have a whole line of bikes on your right side. Well, shit, you got to get almost in the middle of the two lanes to get by them. And, man, you got people driving out there drunk and stuff. Man, I'd be scared riding on a bike like that and that narrow of a road. You're surprised you don't see more people getting hit on bikes like that. But, yeah, it's scary.
Yeah,
crazy
I can understand it. And then down that strip of road where they would have their bicycle lanes, I mean, there was a sidewalk that ran straight down it. I'm like, why can't they go on the sidewalk?
Mm-hmm.
Oh, it's just weird to me. Yeah. Florida's, they harass the shit out of me down there.
Right. We need what do we need here.
Hey, I'm gonna shift subjects here, man. There's been like a spate of fucking crazy ass GOP stuff coming out. I just wanted to hit on a couple things. I'm just gonna scan some headlines I had bookmarked here. First one, I don't know if you heard, this guy's from Michigan. This guy, he's running for state representative, so state congress of Michigan in the 95th district. He's been arrested several times for masturbating in cars. And specifically in police cars. He goes in and vandalizes the police car. Jordan Haskins is his name. He's from, speaking of Florida, I think he moved up from Florida to the U.S. But he actually he's got felonies against his record. He's been caught masturbating in cars numerous times, and now the fucker is a GOP. He's born again, so he's been forgiven for all that,
of course.
Now he's running for 95th district as a GOP in Michigan for after having numerous. Right. He's got a couple felonies.
My advice to you: start drinking heavily.
I have a hard time getting a job just with the few petty misdemeanors that I have. And this motherfucker can jack off and cop cars and vandalize things and get into our GOP.
Yeah, and run. He might make it because the GOP is running everything here in Michigan right now. So he
might.
And they make good money, you know. They make good money. Here's another one.
How do you get to the point where you're sneaking into a cop car and jacking off with your politician?
He was sneaking into impound lots and shit, and into where they park them all. And it's got a name to it. It's called cranking. I've never fucking heard of this shit before. He breaks into government vehicles, disconnecting the spark plugs, and jerking off while the engines crank. What the fuck is that?
I don't know, but I know how it starts. That's for one thing.
Down a beer.
Starts with
7 o'clock in the morning.
Wow.
Scotch.
Jordan Haskins. It's a 95th district. It's around Saginaw, and the motherfuckers. I'm sure he's got a good chance of making it in too. And the GOP is felonies and shit. You know. So that's one of the crazies GOP. Here's another one. I'm just going to
few people that ain't in jail. Go ahead.
Yeah, right. As long as you're in the political party, man, you got it made. It's pretty hard.
Danger.
He actually spent time in jail. I mean, he was convicted and spent time in jail.
Right.
Of masturbating fucking cars. I don't get that. Here's Iowa's GOP Senate candidates, plural, vow to block judges who won't follow biblical law. That's Iowa GOP. here's another one. It's popping up here. Hold on, give it a second. My internet's slow. These are all just
fat, drunk, and stupid. There's no way to go through life, sir.
This one's from early May, so this is a little later back. Annie Gay, North Carolina GOP candidate, outed as former female impersonator Miss Mona Sinclair. She's Annie Gay, and a GOP in North Carolina candidate. He used to be a female impersonator named Miss Mona Sinclair.
Yeah. Wow.
And I don't know if you heard this one. This fucker's in Congress, man. He's a senator in kind of that Thad Cochran from, I believe he's from Mississippi or Alabama. Let me check where he's from. He admitted, this is how sick these fuckers are, dude. And this goes back to the whole pedophilia thing that we've been talking about at the beginning of the show, how it seeps into, these sick fuckers end up in politics. Thad Cochran, he's a senator. An American senator in our fucking Senate admitted, as a kid, I did all kinds of indecent things with animals.
Oh God!
Yeah.
That's horrible.
Yeah. What fucking state? Mississippi. He's from Mississippi. So he admitted fucking screwing animals. He's a senator in our country, dude. And you know what? You know what that starts with? Usually, almost always, dude, anybody that abuses animal, or not anybody, almost all serial killers started out abusing animals in one way or another. Almost every single serial killer started with animals. So I'm not saying
farmers.
He is, but, you know. Alabama's Chief Justice. Here's another crazy GOP. This is from early May, too. I'm just rattling this off because they just fucking come almost every day nowadays. Alabama's Chief Justice. Buddha didn't create us, so First Amendment only protects Christians. That's Alabama's Chief Justice.
Wow.
Right.
Yeah. So those are just some...
Isn't that a daisy?
Freaking crazy GOP. I mean, we need to have a little, you know, a little sidebar on the show every week. This week in crazy GOP.
This week in crazy GOP. That'd be perfect, I think.
No, you're doing it all wrong.
Jerking off, man. He was arrested. He was doing so many times he got caught jerking off in fucking cars, and now the dude's going to probably end up in our Michigan legislature. Fucking has to, this guy.
That's awesome. That'll be fun.
Oh, dude. What the fuck's going on in the world, man? Whew. What is going on? I can erase these from my book. I got a radio show bookmark, and I got all these fuckers in here. We don't even get a chance to talk about half of the shit that comes up, man. It's just it just flows through, man. Daily, weekly basis, the crazy just comes out, man.
Right.
I don't know. I almost think that you have to be slightly fucking whack to run for political office, especially at the federal, state, and federal level nowadays. I mean, you know, you look at fucking Romney tying his dog, his family pet, to the top of a car in a cage. The dog shits all over his car. They stop, turn the car off, and keep going. That dog was fucking strapped to the top of the car for like 12 hours or something. On a vacation.
Right.
How does that not occur to you that's not right?
Well, I mean, he likes it up there. He likes it up there. He gets a lot of fresh air, you know.
At 70 miles an hour.
Yeah.
He drove around with the dog on top of the car.
You didn't hear that? Yeah. He had his dog.
This is
well known, dude. Mitt Romney. They went on a family vacation. They put the dog in a pet carrier, tied the pet carrier to the top of the car, traveled for 10 or 12 hours on a family vacation with the dog on the roof of the car. The dog was so freaked out, it shit all over the back of diarrhea, all over the back of the car. They pulled over, washed the fucking car off, jammed the dog back into the pet carrier, and kept going.
Wow.
Yeah. Those Romneys, they're crazy, dude. They're so fucked up. His dad owned that ranch in Texas, that hunting ranch that for years was called Niggerland. A hunting ranch.
Oh, nice.
Yeah.
Wow.
His dad owned. They finally changed the name of it about 5 or 6 years ago. But for like 20 years it was called Niggerland. They're fucked up. And that guy's gonna run for president again. He's doing it again.
Let's not be too sensitive to political correctness. You know, 5 years.
It's all forgiven. It's all forgiven. He's a Mormon, so he's a man of God. So it's all forgiven.
Isn't he married into the Hines family?
No, that's Kerry.
Oh yeah,
that's
Jim
Kerry.
So yeah.
Yeah.
That's the other fucking idiot.
Fuck, dude. He's rich as a motherfucker, dude. He's rich. He's rich as hell.
Oh, there he is.
Family money for years that Romney has. So you know, and his dad.
Oh,
was,
Romney's rich
his
too,
dad
yeah.
was governor. And, no, Romney. Yeah, Kerry is the
one
that's married to the Hines, but Romney's got tons of money. His dad was governor of Michigan for years. You know.
Right. Yep.
So,
he was. Yeah. Was that back in the 60s?
Yeah, late 60s, early 70s, I think.
Early 70s, yeah.
But
that
just tells you how fucked up he is, dude. How mentally unstable this motherfucker is. That wouldn't even occur to him 20 different ways how fucked up it is to tie an animal, a live family pet, to the top of your car for 10 hours.
Right.
You know?
And you got, you got all this money, and that's how you have to travel with your pet? I mean,
right.
You know, we just don't have enough room. Oh, my
right.
fucking roof.
Yeah.
You're running for fucking president. You can't take, you can't find something better to put your dog in.
Yeah, he's fucked
Dad,
up, dude.
Dad.
He got there's a video of him, and it wasn't this last time when he ran for, you know, he's ran for president like six times, and I believe it was the election before Obama, and he got out into an African American neighborhood on MLK Day. They're cruising around, of course, in his limousine, and he gets out to, of course, shake the hands of the common folk in this African-American neighborhood. They didn't have anything to say to him, so he starts singing "Who Let the Dogs Out." They looked at him like, "You crazy fucking He's there singing "Who Let the Dogs Out." He's got a crowd of kids, you know, black kids, African American kids surrounding him, and they're looking at him like half of them probably don't know who the fuck he is, you know. And
right.
He gets out into this neighborhood, African American neighborhood, while you know
trying to
you know picture. It was a picture stop, right? You know, in an African American neighborhood, it was a picture opportunity. And he starts singing, "Who Let the Dogs Out?" That's all he had nothing to say. He said about two or three things, and he wasn't getting responses from the crowd. And on MLK Day, man, he starts singing, "Who Let the Dogs Out?" That's
Shut
the only thing he can come up with.
Take your shoes off. Don't come back now. Here?
They're all crazy, dude. I've come to the conclusion, if you're running for president or senator or state representative, federal representative, whatever, there's got to be something wrong with you. There's a hidden agenda in your fucking head that makes you want to, you know, be elected and control other people. I mean, that's all it comes down. I'm a crazy motherfucker. I want to be elected into public office and control other people somehow, and this is how I'm going to do it. You know?
Right.
You gotta be careful.
Yep. Alright. Like a clown show, dude. It's just a clown show.
Yeah.
It's a madhouse.
That's Romney. He's gonna be running again. He'll be one of the main contenders for the presidential nomination for the GOP.
If he gets the nomination, dude. They might as well give it up because they're not going to win with him.
They don't want anybody. Nope. Hillary Clinton's a done deal. There's a lot of things talking about this Elizabeth Warren and how she's kind of the grassroots people's choice for Democrat. You know, Hillary's total corporatist, man. And that's why she's going to win. She's attended some of the Bilderberg conferences and she's
a total
corporatist, so she's going to get the big money from the corporations.
If she gets in, it'll just be George. It'll be just Bush Cheney Part 3.
Hasta la vista,
Bush,
baby.
Cheney, Obama, Clinton
right.
Part 3.
Clinton. Right.
Have you heard the Mormon? All the things about the. I'm not trying to get too much into the conspiracy thing, but you know, with the Mormons, you know, wanting to get into high levels of government and, you know, turn the United States into a theocracy. You know, if you've heard of any of that.
I think it's just outright Christians want to do it. I mean, just normal
Mormons,
Christians.
He's gonna make
Mormons.
Romney becomes president, he's gonna make everyone, you know, take 10% of their check and give it to the Mormon church. Like everybody
right.
there.
Right. That'll be your Bastille Day there. Because the Christians will fight against that, dude. We'll get the Christians on our side at that point.
No one would take that shit.
It'd be awesome.
But, you know, it won't be a direct thing, but I can guarantee you he'd try and roll something like that up. He's a crazy fuck. He's so detached from everything. Remember when he was in the debate? Remember when he was in that fucking debate? He bet $10,000? I forgot what the bet was over, but it was just like fucking, you know, pocket change for him.
Chump change.
Didn't think twice about betting $10,000.
Mm-hmm.
You know, which is illegal.
Right.
on top of it.
Right, yeah,
he's
right,
there in a fucking presidential debate betting $10,000 to somebody.
Right.
So, you know.
Yep.
Crazy fucks, man.
Right.
That's so detached. They have no idea what's going on.
I bet you I break all the unions within 5 years.
Right. Well, the Democrats are doing a pretty good job of that themselves, of letting it happen. So, it's a regular thing nowadays, and that's why you see a majority of people fucking, making $9 an hour from Walmart, because the union's been crippled so badly.
Right. Oh yeah. Well, they don't realize that they get their wages are set basically from the union, and then it goes down from there to the non-union places. But you know, the more union places make, the more everybody makes.
Right. There's this guy,
he's
a pretty cool dude, man. But he's an EMT out in California, and I only know him through social media, you know. And he was bitching about these restaurant workers trying to make more money, and I couldn't get the point across. Some dude,
right,
if they make more money, you make more money. If they're bottom of the ladder and they're making as much as you are, you eventually will make more money. You know?
Right.
If they make 12
right,
bucks an hour and you're only making 12 bucks an hour, you will make more money eventually. May not be right away, but it's going to happen. That's what people don't get.
Yep.
They'd rather bitch about other people making more money than look at themselves. And this is another infliction that Republicans have. They love bitching about other people making money, except they don't.
Right.
Instead of, how come I'm not making money? They're not asking themselves, why am I not making
well,
more money?
Why don't we have a maximum wage and not just a minimum wage?
Right.
You know, let's do that.
Right. Oh,
that
was also lately, man. It's funny you mentioned that. Fucking CEO of a fast food joint. He makes $290. I got to find the fast food. What he's a CEO of, but makes 291 times the minimum wage and was bitching about
right,
prices and Obamacare.
Yeah. Insane, dude.
Crazy shit.
The people
are crazy.
The people,
man,
that have the most, they want to take away, people have the least, and take away
yep,
everything they got. They don't want nobody to have anything.
Yeah.
All right, man. Well, we're kind of wrapping it up here. We just, you're hearing the Just One Fix. So that's the end of the Blister Fish show. Nice, good show. Kind of mellow. We hit on a few things, though. It's a good time, and had a little meltdown in the middle for me. But it's all good, man. It's all fun, and thanks for calling in again, Crusher.
No problem.
Yeah, man.
Yep.
Good talking.
Good.
All right.
Good talking.
Adios.
We'll try to hit it in. See you later, Crusher. Have a good night.
Right.
We'll try to hit it again. I guess it's Thursday again next week.
Blister Fish.
So, Blister Fish. Next Thursday, 8 p.m. Be there. Or
yo,
be
yo, yo.
Square.